Kenny was very, very modest and even shy to a point. And he really was angry with me. He was so angry that he told Jeannie, his wife, when he got married about it. And he said, I hated every minute of it. But you know what? I had a good time. I had a poem that I read to him.
What poem?
A poem. I have it.
Do you remember? Oh, yeah?
I have the poem.
Okay, we'll find it later.
Yes. And he received a lot of money, gifts. And he had a... We all had a good time, but he was miserable.
And did you also have any other parties?
And then we had Dennis's bar mitzvah party. Not only one, but about four. He had a bar mitzvah party in the camp. He had a bar mitzvah party at the Rabbi Ashkenazi shul. He had a bar, then he had a big bar mitzvah party in the Fifth Avenue Synagogue. It was absolutely beautiful. And Dennis didn't mind being lauded. He liked it.
Did you always enjoy parties?
I loved it.
Even when you were little?
Yes, I loved it.
Do you remember any parties you went to when you were a little girl?
I never went to parties. I never had parties. No.
And maybe that's why you wanted to have
them. Maybe.
And what would you do at the parties? For example, the many bar mitzvah parties. Did you have music and food?
We had music, lots of food, dancing, speeches, lauding the bar mitzvah boy, you know, which Kenny hated.
So at Dennis's party, that was 1961.
It was.
So, I mean, he was 13, bar mitzvah then.
Right.
So we were now into a new decade.
Right.
Do you remember, what are some of the things that come to mind for you when you think about the 1960s?
You mean not bringing up the children, but the 1960s?
Anything at all, maybe.
Well, my life was working, which I loved, and my vacations in the summertime, which I loved, and Dennis behaving much, much better.
How did you wear your hair?
I wore my hair curly.
Still curly.
Curly, yeah.
And what kind of clothes did you wear in the 60s?
In the 60s, beautiful dresses.
Still dresses.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe a skirt and blouse, but mostly dresses.
What did you think of President Kennedy?
I loved him. I loved
him. Did you vote for him?
Yes, I did. He was so handsome. Mm.
And what about his wife?
She was a doll. I loved her. I always looked at her clothing.
Well, she had real style.
She certainly did.
Did Papa also vote for the Kennedy?
Yes. We always vote for the same person.
Did you used to talk about it, who you were going to vote
yes,
for?
Yes, we did. To this day, yes.
And tell me a little bit about, do you remember at all the Cuban Missile Crisis?
I certainly do. I remember Kennedy on the TV, and we were sitting on the couch, and we were listening to him, and it was a frightening affair. We thought that it would be a we'd be in a terrible war or whatever.
Now, you went to Cuba, right?
We did. We went to Cuba with Chippy and Al and other people, and it was beautiful.
Weren't you there at a historic time?
Yes, we were. And we went to see one of the performers, forgot his name, and they played with their hand, with the thing. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. We come back to the hotel. The beds aren't made. Nothing is done. Nobody's there. We went downstairs and we said, what's going on here? You didn't make the beds? And then we found out. You know, they said Castro is going to be president, and it's
so you were there during the revolution.
We were there. We went to the airport. We were the last plane to leave Cuba that time. Our friends, the Hammermans, were stuck there for 1 week. And they had guns pointed at them for 1 week. They were scared to death. And they got terrible rations with food, you know. It was awful for them. Thank God they came home. But we were the last people to get on a plane.
Wow. Now, last time we talked a little bit about when Kennedy was killed.
Yes.
And how you called Pop at work and he already knew about that.
Exactly.
But tell me a little bit about what it was like in general in the country when this happened for you. How did you experience it?
The country was sick, heartbroken. Everybody. The street was quiet, eerie, you know, an eerie feeling. And I remember walking to the bar mitzvah that I told you about. And we certainly weren't in the mood to go. And when we came there, she said, Mrs. Lupkin said, oh, she said, my heart is broken. I really can't enjoy the bar mitzvah. Kennedy was killed. It's such a terrible day. It was awful.
And was he...
And we watched television Friday night.
Wow, even on Shabbat.
That's right.
Was that the first time you had done that together?
Yes, that was about the first time that Papa put on the, what do you call it,
the radio?
No.
The TV?
The clock that you
Oh, the put Shabbat on. Clock or whatever?
Whatever. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And were there any other times that you did that you remember?
I don't remember, but I know we did it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for something very important.
Yeah, important. Exactly. Yeah.
Did you ever meet any famous people over the years back in the 30s, 40s, 50s?
Well, we went out with Al and Chippy on New Year's Eve and we met a very famous actress, Linda Darnell. You wouldn't know her, no.
Where did you meet her? Florida?
We were in Florida and Al took us to the hotel. To the hotel where we met her, and she was beautiful, a beautiful actress.
Anyone else that you ever met?
Big, no, who did I meet? A relative? No.
And at this point, who were your favorite movie stars and TV stars?
I told you, Lou Ayres.
Still?
Absolutely.
There wasn't another man for you?
Not yet. I didn't like Clark Gable. I didn't like all of those that they loved.
Rock Hudson?
Who?
Rock Hudson?
Not at all.
Who did you later on like?
Who did I like later on? I liked, what's his name? Oh, God. Tyrone Power.
What movies was he in? Do you remember?
Don't know.
Okay, but you liked him.
Yes.
And who did Papa like? Which actresses? Do you remember anyone at all? And how about Dennis and Kenny? Who did they, do you remember? They ever like talk to you who they like?
No, I really wouldn't remember.
And Friday night, my father told me that he would go upstairs and read.
That's right.
And did you, or maybe downstairs, did you read too or not really?
We all read. We had to read, we called it the library.
What did you read?
I read the newspapers. And like the Jewish Week, you know, we had a lot of those papers coming in, the Jewish papers. That's what I read.
And Papa, meanwhile, how was he doing at work? How was life progressing for him professionally?
Very, very well. But he worked very hard.
And he also became the president at Kingsway.
He certainly did. And for 4 years. He was president of Kingsway, and he worked very hard, and he took a lot of baloney from people. As a matter of fact, his best friend, Dave Lupkin, called him a, forgot the word, what do you call him? I won't look at Papa. he called him some very bad word.
And so it was difficult?
Yes, it was.
Did you used to go to shul when he was...
Yes, I went to shul every Shabbos. I did. and the children went with Papa. And I used to look out the window when the three of them walked to shul, and they were so sweet, dressed up to the hilt, Shabbos clothing, the shoes that they wore Shabbos, they did not wear during the week, the clothing that they wore Shabbos didn't wear during the week.
And did you used to go out taking them shopping before Rosh Hashanah?
Oh, sure. I took them, sure. I got them new clothing for all the untithing.
And when Kenny was graduating high school, he went off to Columbia.
Right.
So tell me a little bit about that.
He went off to Columbia, and we were very proud. You know, I don't have to tell you. And
he would come home on Shabbat, right?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes. I remember when he went to Harvard more than I did Columbia because he was home every weekend, you know? And he worked very hard and he loved it. He told us how much he loved it.
When he went to Harvard Medical School.
And when he went to Harvard Medical, we bought him a chair and a bed and everything for his dorm. And when we said goodbye, Papa embraced him and cried like a baby. He sobbed.
And where did Dennis go to college?
Dennis went to Columbia.
He went to Brooklyn, right?
Oh, yeah, Brooklyn. God, thank you very much.
Don't worry.
Right, he went to Columbia later.
Right.
Yes, right.
Right.
He went to Brooklyn College.
How did he like that?
He hated it. As a matter of fact, one day he said, Ma, I said, Dennis, he's home. I said, Dennis, aren't you supposed to go to college this week? He says, oh, we have the week off. It was an absolute lie. He told it to me lately. It was a lie. He had school, but he didn't go. Instead, he went to New York, which he loved. And he came home with all kinds of stuff. Oh, and he told me that there was a man standing there selling pencils. And he said he gave him money, and he wishes that he could give him all his money. But that happened when he was about 5 years old.
Really? He had...
That was a very important story.
He had pity on
this man. He had pity on him, gave him money, whatever he had, a few cents. And he said, I wish I could have given him all my money so that he wouldn't have to stand there and sell pencils. He got a very, very good heart. Very good heart.
Do you remember what it was like when your son started dating girls?
Yes, I do. Dennis brought home girls, but not Kenny. But yes, he did. Kenny brought home some girls, but not as much as Dennis. Yes, he brought them home, and we'd tell him, this one is nice, that one is nice, you know. But he'd have to make up his own mind.
And do you remember the names of any of his girlfriends, Dennis?
Nope.
How about girlfriends of Kenny?
Nope.
Who was the first girl that you thought my father, Kenny, was serious about?
I don't remember her name, but she was really a lovely, lovely girl.
In high school when he was a BT?
In college. College, yeah.
And and what about Dennis?
Dennis, he brought home girls from all over the world.
Later on,
Germany, Israel, Switzerland, all over.
And were you different with him at this point now? Did you give him a longer leash?
Absolutely, yes.
And then did your relationship improve with him as he got older?
100%. And then he at about 19 or so, he was interested in the Russian situation, you know, and he started to speak on street corners, and it was incredible. And then that's when all of his life changed. It was incredible that he started to work for Russian Jewry, and in college, someone approached him and they told him that they would like him to go to Russia and to meet with the Jews, and they would give him all kinds of Jewish articles to bring along with him. And they told him the whole story. And he was going to do that Rosh Hashanah. And he didn't tell me the story that he was going.
He won the Gideon's thing.
In college, he won the...
From the University of Leeds.
Now, he selected that. That was his selection. And...
What did you think about this, that your son was out speaking on corners and getting interested in things around the world? What were your thoughts?
I was very proud of him, but I was very worried. And when he went to Russia, he only told Papa about it. And he told Papa not to tell me. And I knew nothing about it.
Because you would have been worried.
Very much so, yes, yes. Of course, he told me after he was there, you know, when he came back. And then he became quite a speaker for Russian Jewry. And
this was the beginning of his career.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And you must have been very proud of him.
Very much so.
Did you go to hear him speak sometimes?
I don't remember.
What did you tell him about it? Did you talk to him about his burgeoning career?
I asked him what he wanted to do. And he said he really didn't know yet. But when Brandeis,
uh-huh.
Bardeen, Mr. Bardeen, when he called him to come to California.
To run his institute.
Yes, to run the institute. He went to California. And he met with Mr. Bardeen, and he loved the surroundings and everything. That's when I heard him speak. It was fabulous. And the place was beautiful. And he had a wonderful few years there. And then he was approached by somebody from the radio station and asked him if he would be on the radio a Friday night. And he said no. He will never be on Friday night. That's his Shabbat. So they asked him if he would be on Sunday night on on the program.
In New York, Baba?
No, in California. In California.
So this was later on.
Yeah.
You were happy and excited that his career was going well.
With both of them.
With both
of
them.
Very excited.
So my father was off at Harvard.
Right.
In medical school.
Exactly.
And what do you remember about him heading off there?
I remember being very proud of the fact that he was accepted to Harvard. And at that time, he brought Jeannie, his wife, to the house.
They weren't married yet.
No, to meet her. And... she was very shy, very shy. And she hardly spoke, but she was so pretty, you know. And I couldn't say too much about her because I didn't know her. All I know is she was short and Kenny was tall. And he started to bring her a few times. And
so you knew something was going on.
When I was in the hospital, I had a hysterectomy. Kenny came in and he said, "Ma, I want you to meet the girl that I'm engaged to." And I said, "I know who it is. It's Jeannie." And sure enough, it was Jeannie.
So that's how you learned that they were engaged?
Yes, that's how I learned.
And did you start to get to know her a little better?
Yes, because she stayed in my house a lot. Unfortunately, she had pneumonia, and I took care of her. She slept upstairs in Kenny's room, And every time I sent her some food, I always put in a little flower. I know she loved, or a little note. She'll tell you. And she got well. Yep.
And they then got married.
Right.
In 1967.
Right.
What do you remember about the wedding? Well, tell me about that.
The wedding, the rain. That I remember. Oh, it was so horrible. And the chairs were made of satin. And you couldn't sit on them. If you sat down on them, you'd get soaking wet on your butt. So they were all taken away. And Danny, her brother, he went to a church. He was smart. And he brought back many, many chairs. In the meantime, before the wedding, it was so beautiful. It was set up so beautifully.
This was at your, at Claire's.
At Claire's house. Oh, it was set up gorgeous. And all the pictures we took. And Claire's mother was there. And it was just beautiful. And then the rain came. I want you to know it was the funniest thing, because after the rain, everything turned out beautiful. It was so gorgeous in the tent, you know? So my friends were adorable. They said they were walking in the mud, and their shoes were for the garbage. So they said, we're not going to give a present, because our shoes were ruined, and that's our present. I remember one of them said it.
Tell me about how you got along with your machatenis then.
With Claire? Well, she was the easiest thing in the world. She was just wonderful. We took her everywhere. We took her on our cruise.
So very early on, you got along with her?
I mean, it was so easy. You know, she wanted to pay for the whole wedding. And Papa wouldn't hear of it. She was a beautiful person.
And so Kenny was 24 and Jeannie
yes.
was 21.
Right.
So what was it like having your elder son get married?
If Jeannie were warmer then, she just couldn't warm up, you know? Very shy or something. So, I wasn't too happy. I tell you, you know, we want to be truthful here. Right. And she wasn't too warm to me. And it's difficult for a girl to call her new mother-in-law, her new mother, yeah, mom. So she used to call me, couldn't say it. It took quite a few years for her to call me mom. But I want to tell you, if anyone wants a daughter-in-law, they should get one like Jeannie. She is superb.
When did things start to get warmer? When did you think she started to feel more comfortable?
She started to get warmer when Dennis got married.
Hmm.
That's when.
So that was a while later.
Very long, yes, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, after they got married.
Yes.
Went off to South Dakota.
Yes.
And a few years later, not right away, but
right.
That was, you know, 69.
Right.
And that's where I was born. And tell me a little bit about what you remember going out there to Eagle Butte.
It was a terrible trip. It was one airplane, then a little airplane, then a taxi, and finally we got there. Very difficult, but it was worth it. South Dakota was lovely, and the Indian reservation, you know, and seeing Daddy in the naval uniform, it was great. And when I came, you know, I brought the maid that I had with me.
Who was that?
I don't remember her name.
So you brought not Ethel, somebody else
came out with
you to South Dakota?
Yeah.
Huh.
Of course, I had to prepare for Passover. You see, it was Passover a few days later.
I was born then.
Yeah, sure.
Tell me about some of the things you brought out there.
Yeah, I brought out ice cream on dry ice. Would you believe it? I brought Oh, matzo mayo and all kinds of canned things so that I could bake and make food. I couldn't go to the Indian store shopping. What did they have? So I baked cakes and I set the table and I cooked. And it was wonderful, really a beautiful thing.
And your first grandchild was Karen.
Yes.
Karen was born out there in Rapid City.
Exactly.
So what was that
like? We went to Rapid City, Claire, Papa, and myself, and we picked up Karen, and she was in the back of the car with the genie and trying to nurse, you know, and Genie was very quiet. As a matter of fact, Genie was very quiet the entire week we were there. And I understand that some women, you know, react that way after giving birth. So Claire and I took care of everything. We cooked and baked and washed the diapers and everything. We hung them up outside. We didn't buy diapers, you know, we had the cloth diapers. And Karen, of course, was precious. And Jeannie didn't speak to me, really, the entire week. But she did speak to her friends who were out there. She spoke to them. She was more comfortable.
And do you remember holding your grandchild?
I certainly do. What a feeling. Oh, my God. I just adored her, as did Papa. Yes. And we left with heavy hearts. We really did. And then we came out again, and not when you were born, for Kenny and Jeannie wanted to go to Minnesota to their friend. So we went out and we babysat for about 10 days. And Karen was a little more than a year old. To tell you she was adorable is an understatement. And in the morning, she would wake up, come in our bed, and watch Good Morning America with us on the TV. And all day, we took care of her. I read to her, and she was so good. She didn't say boo. Not a cry, nothing.
And what about when you then went back when I was born?
When you were born, we went back with all of the stuff, schlepping, don't ask. And we came, and we made everything kosher, you know. And I think we had some Indians at the Seder. Yeah. And it was really beautiful.
And do you remember my birth announcement?
Absolutely. Joshua Harris Sprague, born on Easter Sunday.
And what did you say when you saw it?
I said to Jeannie, Jeannie, I hope you don't send it to my relatives. And she said, of course not. You know, we were warm then already.
So things and, got better.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
It was just the first few years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she finished. We finished the Seder, and she said, all right, okay, now I am ready to leave for the hospital, which was right across the street. And she's a hero, of course, to this day. That's an old story, you know that. And she gave birth to you, and you were a big boy, I think 8, 12 or something, yeah. And
back in Brooklyn, you were still working at the nursing home.
Sure.
And what was that like at this point? You were an old pro there.
Oh, yes. Well, my patients really adored me.
And did you enjoy going to work?
Loved it. I loved it. Oh.
And what was it like for you when the boys both were off now and out of the house, and you had the house to yourself with Papa?
It was wonderful. I really enjoyed it. It was quiet and nice. And when they came to visit, we were thrilled.
And you started going now regularly to Florida, even before. What was that like?
Right. That was wonderful.
When would you go?
I would go with Papa when he had to do his audit. And
you bought a place down there?
Yes, we bought. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We bought a condo. Lovely condo. In a house when really there were no people living there. It was brand new and they just couldn't sell the condos. I don't know why. It was so beautiful then. Oh my God. I want you to know, I stood out on the patio and I looked at the water, which I could see from my patio, and I said, God, thank you for giving me this beautiful condo. That's what I said. I
was
remember
this in it. Tower 41?
This is Tower 41. I said, look at me, a little girl from a ghetto, practically, and look at where I'm living. I was so grateful.
Wow.
Yeah, really. I was so grateful.
And Papa was working still very long hours, or was he getting home at a more reasonable...
He always worked long hours. He really did. He was a very hard worker.
And
he was.
And tell me about what life was like for Dennis at this point. Do you remember?
I hardly saw him. He was in California.
So when did he come out to California?
He was...
The 19...
About 20.
That early?
I think so.
In the late 1960s?
Yeah.
And,
Yeah.
And what was that like for you, having a son so far away?
Very sad. Very sad. To this day. To this day. I don't like it at all.
Do you remember what it was like for you when his first book came out?
Oh, well, that was a joy.
The 9 questions people asked? Or the 8 questions, and then it became 9.
Yeah, right.
And what was that like? Did you tell your friends about it?
Everybody had to buy it, sure. Everybody. And it was incredible.
You told me once that
yes.
You would have been very good at public relations.
Yes, I would have.
And yet you would have enjoyed that.
I would have enjoyed it tremendously.
And I think you always talked a lot about your son's accomplishments in a way that you can see you would have been good at PR.
How could I not? Having 2 wonderful boys.
And so what was that like when you were talking about him? What was that like for you when he was becoming well known?
Yes. Oh, it was just wonderful. I told him about Kenny, the doctor, how people, the patients loved him, and how wonderful he was. And they called him Dr. Kildare because there was a program on TV where this actor...
Richard Chamberlain.
Yes, and Kenny looked like him, and everyone called him Dr. Kildare. And, of course, I was very proud of Dennis. He was already a mensch. He wasn't difficult. He was just a joy. And when I came out to Brandeis, the accolades were incredible. People loved him. And they made him, Dr. Bardeen made him head of the institute, which was a great honor. And Dennis loved it, and we loved it. We used to go out summer.
And so what was it like for you having 2 such successful sons? Did you talk to your friends about that?
Well, you know, they used to say, boy, you have 2 wonderful sons. Are you lucky? And I said, yes, we are lucky. Everyone said, you have 2 great sons. To this day.
One of the things you mentioned to me,
yes,
a phrase about how Brooklyn cried when my father got married.
That's right.
Tell me about
I
that.
I want to tell you, you know your father is very handsome. And of course, when he was younger, he was extremely handsome. And the girls in the camp went crazy. As a matter of fact, what was her name? The young girl who lived in Englewood, No.
That's all right.
Yeah, anyhow, she framed his picture. And she told me that she kept it in her bedroom. And all the girls went crazy for him.
So when he got married...
And when he got married, Brooklyn cried.
And what about Dennis? Was he popular with the ladies or not as much?
Very, very popular. Oh, yes.
Really?
Oh.
And he had girlfriends? A lot.
So many. My God.
That's wonderful.
And yes, and then when we met Janice...
Yeah.
We liked her very much, you know. I didn't care for her parents so much, nor her siblings, but she was lovely, and we had two magnificent weddings.
Where was that wedding?
That was in California, in Brandeis Bardeen.
And that was in, that was like 1980 or something.
Who remembers?
Yeah, the late... Because Dennis was in his early 30s, I
tell
think.
You, Joshua, it was a wedding that I don't think a Jacqueline Kennedy had a beautiful wedding like that.
It was gorgeous.
And you played the...
trumpet.
The trumpet. You certainly... And you were wonderful.
Thank you.
You were.
And then, I guess by this point now, you already had... two more grandchildren, because Tamar and Benji were born
yeah.
in 1976.
Oh, that was wonderful. It was great to have a girl and boy.
And you were very young and wonderfully involved grandparents, so you had a lot of fun.
Oh, and now
and
had
we
strength.
Had a lot of fun.
Had strength, you know? And I had so many games with the kids, and they loved it. And we used to prepare to come out on Sunday. And I used to bring food that I cooked. So Jeannie is making up for it now by giving me food that is just out of this world. She's unbelievable. Like a daughter. Believe me. And
you, obviously, you and Papa would show us a great time. We would come to Brooklyn. And Saturday nights, we would go to Coney Island.
Right.
You remember?
Tell
me about Coney Island.
Coney Island was so much fun. We would go there, and there was the first kosher restaurant that opened up with hot dogs and everything. Remember? Yes. And we'd go in there, and we'd have that food. And then we went to Coney Island.
I remember Chapanash.
Chapanash, exactly. That's a good word. And we would go to the Coney Island, and we went on the flume. That was a boat in the water or something. And I laughed my head off because you got soaking wet. And did you go on that wheel?
Yes, the Ferris wheel.
Yeah, you went on the Ferris
and
wheel.
And you stayed on the bottom and waved
right,
up.
Right. I was waving every time. And then we went on the cars.
Yeah, bumper cars.
Oh, did I laugh. I used to bump and people bumped me. It was so much fun. And then we also played games where you throw a ball at an article and if you hit it, you win it.
Yeah.
Right.
You've always had fun.
Always.
You and Papa.
Yeah. My side was the fun side. Bubba's side was the intelligent side. Reading the paper, reading the books. I read books to you. But she was different, you know. Spoke about the Republicans and the Democrats.
She hated the Republicans.
Well, like, you can't
fat.
Imagine.
That's what she said.
That's right. That's
did
right.
Did your politics change as you got older?
Yes, it did.
How did it change?
Oh, you know, we started speaking to uncles and whatnot, and they said to us, you're going to change. You'll see. You won't be a Democrat anymore. You're going to change. You're going to be a Republican as you get older, and sure enough, that happened.
And that happened to my father, too.
Yes, exactly, but not to your mother.
No. Well, it did, actually.
What?
She voted for George Bush.
Wow.
She probably would never up
you
to
know
it
why.
The second time.
You know
why?
Because he was good to the Jews.
Well, not in my opinion, but we'll talk about that another time. Did Dennis used to be a Democrat?
Yes, absolutely. Sure.
We could sell this tape for a lot of money. No one would believe it.
Dennis, he says it on the radio.
Oh.
He certainly does. He says he was a Democrat.
I didn't
know. Yes, he does. Mm-hmm.
And Papa also changed in his
He certainly thinking. Did. Yes, he did.
Who was your favorite president when you look back on all the presidents?
Roosevelt.
Really? How come?
You know, Roosevelt and Truman, I like both of them. Because he took us out of misery. The banks were closed. It was a horrible situation. Like my father said, when I wrote that composition, we're all headed for the poorhouse. You know?
Yeah.
It was a terrible situation. And he really, took us out of that horrible situation. Did. And Truman I liked. I liked him. His wife was hardly around. But I liked Truman. He was a nice guy, quiet. And don't forget, he gave us the State of Israel.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right. Which is the same age as Dennis.
Exactly. My father always said, I can never forget your age, Dennis.
Oh, really?
He always said it to him.
Tell me about the death of your parents.
Death of my parents. When my father died, I really loved my father. When my father died, you know, when you lose a parent, they could be 100 years old, 200 years old. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible situation. Terrible. My heart was broken. I cried my eyes out. It was awful. And I just thought about him constantly, constantly.
He always loved you very much.
Very much. Very much.
Do you think you were the favorite child?
Me and Chippy. Yeah, exactly.
And what about when your mother died?
Mother died. That was terrible. I was in Florida, and I spoke to her, and it was my anniversary. And she said to me, Hindle, do you know today is your anniversary? And in Jewish, she wished us good luck, good health, everything good. And she died. Yeah. I was so sad. Oh, God.
And if you look at your marriage and you look at your sisters, you had, it's ironic.
It is.
Because they didn't want you to marry your husband.
Absolutely.
And you have had a glorious life together.
That's right. That's right.
What do you make of that?
I make of that, they made terrible mistakes. Terrible mistakes. Esther married Joe. She didn't love him. Chippy married Al, who was no great bargain. And Pearl married Bert. And at the beginning, I thought they were very happy. And he was a sweet boy, really as a doll, but the marriage didn't work out. They were very unhappy living together, extremely.
And how is it that you've had such a beautiful marriage?
Because when you love somebody, as I did, Mac, my husband, you just do everything to please him. I know I do. I hope I do.
And he has pleased you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He tells me every day how beautiful I am, how wonderful I am, and he could never live without me. Life would be miserable and it's mutual.
What would you tell your parents now, your father now, if he was here?
Well, he knew that Mac was wonderful already. you know?
He did.
Yes, oh yes,
he did. And he came to accept him and be
happy. Oh yes, yes he did. He came to accept him, right. Mm-hmm. And I tell you the truth, if my husband goes first, that would be a death note for me.
You always said that if he dies, you'll kill him.
That's right. I'll kill him if he dies. No, I couldn't live without him. I live with him. Look, I met him when I was 16. He's a wonderful, wonderful husband. And he's gorgeous. He is.
Well, that's a beautiful way to finish. We're right at the end of our...
Oh, how nice. I enjoyed it so, so much.
I like the ending.
There's a little more space, actually.
I always tell my husband, Mac, if you leave me, I'll kill you. And, of course, I think it's a very funny statement.
How many years have you been together now?
We have been together 71 years.
And you've been married 67?
Seven, right. 67, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And,
No, it wouldn't be a life without him. Oh, no. I always say, God, take me first. I do.